Hello friends, my name is Joel and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I don't know about you, but I love thrill rides. I love roller coasters, simulators, anything that goes high or fast or just jostles you around until you're on the verge of throwing up that churro or turkey leg you just ate. It sounds incredible, doesn't it? I've got to tell you, I live close enough to Tampa and Orlando that I get somewhat frequently to take advantage of the theme parks that are offered in my vicinity. And one of my absolute favorites is at Universal Orlando, Rip Ride Rocket. And I've got to tell you, I don't really know why it's one of my favorites. I mean, I get the allure of being able to pick out your own music. Although at this point, at least the last time that I rode it, none of that music was somewhat new. There was a limiting option. So I don't really know why the ride just, man, I just get so excited about it every time I get to go on it. And one of the things that is different or unique about that ride versus so many others is that they ensure that you take everything out of your pockets before you get on that ride. I mean, you are walking through metal detectors to ensure that you have nothing in your pockets, which probably 15, 20 years ago wouldn't have been a big deal, but it is so funny at this point in time in life to watch people have to put not only their car keys, not only their coins, if people actually carry those still in lockers, but people have to lock away cell phones. And man, it is funny to stand in line just with an entire generation that is so used to having their phone right in front of them. And so for 30, 45 minutes, we have this really interesting thing where we just converse with one another. You know, it's almost like that scene from WALL-E where they finally get knocked off of their motor devices and away from their screens and they have to converse with one another. It's comical, but what's so interesting to me is that in order to go on that ride, you've got to leave something behind. You know, it makes me think about Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Man, when I read that verse and I think about that ride, that parallel seems so easy in my head to connect, because in order to go on that greatest ride, that ride that God has mapped out for you, in order to run that race that God has set out for you, in order to do that with perseverance, we've got to fix our eyes on something other than what's in our pockets. We've got to fix our eyes on something other than our phone. We've got to fix our eyes on something than everything else that surrounds us. We've got to go and put it in a locker. Man, and I believe in your own life and in my life, there are times when God calls us to take some things away, just like it says in Hebrews, to throw off everything that hinders and lay those things aside, put them away in a locker and throw away the key, because there is an incredible ride ahead of you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come and hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Once again, I'm Joel for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, you may have to play the game, but you don't have to play it alone.